This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Weisler Engineering.
I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. I'm here at the 2023 Dealership Mind Summit in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's head back to the studio where I'll give you an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry.
This year has been a strong year for the ag equipment market, says Chris Johnson, a senior research analyst with Cleveland Research. Speaking during the 2023 Dealership Mind Summit, Johnson says as the industry rolls out of a really strong year, inevitably there's going to be slower years. And while he's forecasting a slowdown, he does not think the industry will be hit with a slowdown like we saw in 2014 to 2019. He argues that it will be more a shallow trough and the market is going to hold up.
This is, I think, the biggest variable that we're seeing. We're starting to see that pop up in our work. Uncertainty, and if you think and forecasts have this federal funds rate going from 5.5 down to maybe 3, 3.5, 4 in 12, 18 months. If I'm making a purchase, I might wait. If I can get a cheaper interest rate down the road, maybe I'll pause and take a second shop around, see what's going on, especially if I've had a delayed delivery that's just come in and the unit that's technically old is still new. So this is an interesting variable, but another reason that this is a pain point that's as we think as bad as it could get, relative. It's going to ease over the next 12 months, which creates some noise in the ordering patterns and the ultimate demand of the farmer, but it's interesting to keep an eye on.
Johnson says the average age of the equipment fleet helps shallow out the trough. Looking at the ratio of rolling 5-year builds for row crop tractors compared to the rolling 10-year builds, the fleet got very old in 2021 and 2022 due to delayed deliveries. The age has come back down, but Johnson notes OEMs are not overproducing. He says, effectively what the OEMs have done, as painful as it was to not get your deliveries, they chopped off some of the upside at the peak and delayed it here into the trough, which has helped, and it's going to shallow out what's going on. He adds that the current fleet is still old and still in need of support. When the fleet gets very young, he says, that is when the industry sees an extended downturn with a deeper recession. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. We just got back from the 10th Annual National Strip Tillage Conference in Bloomington, Illinois, and precision technology was a hot topic during the 3-day conference. Drones took flight at the Precision Planting PTI Farm Workshop. Precision Planting lead agronomist Jason Webster told the crowd of no-tillers and strip tillers that he is on board with the potential of these UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, to provide a significant return on investment. Now, Pete Youngblood, owner and president of Youngblood Ag, a precision dealer in Dysart, Iowa, gave a classroom presentation on precision technology and how certain tools are crucial to the success of strip till, and he's been to several strip till conferences over the years, but he's never seen this much interest in precision technology.
It's been growing, I think, in the last 2 years even. I've seen a large jump in it from the precision side, and a lot of guys will come to me and they go, hey, I got this monitor from you, and, you know, we got auto steer in it. Does that mean, you know, I can do strips and maybe go in between my old corn rows, or, you know, what could I do different? And it's just been phenomenal. So it's caused us to do more with strip till, with row units, toolbars, attachments, those kind of things. And it's kind of been a progressive step.
In another precision related session, Redicop, Sabanto, OneSmartSpray, and Interplant talked about their cutting-edge technologies. We'll have highlights from that session coming soon to precisionfarmingdealer.com. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. In its annual summary of farm production expenditures, the USDA reported last month the total estimated expenditures in the continental U.S. for 2022 rose to $453.7 billion, up approximately 15% from a 2021 level of nearly $393 billion. All of the 17 line items the USDA counts in determining total expenditures increased from 2021 levels. The average total expenditure per farm also rose about 16% to nearly $227,000 from approximately $196,000 in 2021. For crop farms specifically, total expenditures jumped nearly 13% to almost $234 billion. Expenditures for tractors and self-propelled farm machinery were $19.1 billion in 2022, or 4.2% of total expenditures, which represented an increase of about 8.5% year over year. The category ranked 10th among the USDA's 17 contributing line items. The other farm machinery line item ranked 15th at $7.8 billion, or 1.7% of total farm production expenditures, an increase of about 11.4% over 2021. Other farm machinery includes farm equipment that is not self-propelled, such as implements, as well as equipment necessary for livestock production. Tractors and self-propelled farm machinery expenditures averaged $9,577 per U.S. farm in 2022, a jump of about 9% over 2021, with other farm machinery coming in at an average of $3,911 per farm, or an increase of approximately 11.9% compared to 2021. As with total farm production expenditure line items, these ranked 10th and 15th, respectively. Nonetheless, from 2018 to 2022, tractors and self-propelled farm machinery as a percentage of total farm production expenditures grew year over year, except for 2022, when it declined slightly by 0.3 percentage points from 2021 levels. When combined with other farm machinery, the two categories saw no increase as a percentage of total expenditures between 2018 and 2019, then grew annually until 2022, when they declined slightly by 0.4 percentage points from 2021. In its second quarter 2023 earnings, released August 9th, Kubota reported $10.59 billion in total revenue for the first half of the year, up almost 21% year over year. The company reported $2.67 billion in North American ag revenue specifically, listed under its farm equipment and engines division. Kubota does not report its farm equipment sales as an individual segment. This brought North American farm equipment and engines revenue for the first half of the year to a five-year high, having risen 19.5% year over year. This was also the third year in a row that farm equipment and engines revenue for the first 6 months of the year had risen year over year. Kubota's total North American revenue for the first half of the year, which includes revenue outside its ag equipment business, rose 29.5% year over year to $4.33 billion. Kubota stated in the earnings report that in North America, sales of tractors increased due to a replenishment of inventory, and sales of construction machinery increased thanks to back orders of home construction and demand for infrastructure construction by the government. Expressed as a percentage of total North American revenue in the first half of the year, Kubota farm equipment and engines revenue made up just under 62% of the total, the lowest percentage in the last 5 years. This percentage peaked in 2020 at 67.5%. At the same time, the percentage of Kubota's North American revenue coming from its construction business reached a five-year peak of almost 30%. Total North American construction revenue for the first half of the year totaled $1.28 billion, up 52% from $841 million in the same period last year. Looking at the company's expenses, Kubota's research and development spending for the first half of the year totaled $330 million, up from $280 million in the same period last year, and a record high for the past 5 years. This week's data point is brought to you by the Ag Equipment Intelligence 2024 Executive Briefing. In the August update to the Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer, farmers were asked whether or not they considered it a good time to make large investments in things like buildings and farm machinery. Among those who did consider it a good time to invest, a little over 40% indicated the primary reason was strong cash flows, followed by investing in new tech at 19.4%. Just under 12% of growers said their primary reason to make a large investment was improved farm machinery inventories at dealers. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessernermedia.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us.